The following psichot, the Maseches Eruvin, has been delivered by Harav Noach Isaac Obam Shlita. This psicha will serve as an extensive overview of many concepts discussed throughout the Masechta and will represent the shiurim for the first few dafim of the Masechta.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Masechta Se'irvin, B'derech Klal, is a Masechta that people really are afraid about. People, they fear Masechta Se'irvin because it's expected to be difficult. As a matter of fact, the Orach Laner, the Hakdama to Masechta Snida, writes that we find in the Sfarim that there is a Simen Oni, Ayin Nun Yud, which is the Rosh Tevis Eirvin, Nida, and Yevomus, which these are really the three Masechtas which are considered to be the difficult Masechtas. The truth of the matter is that a lot of the difficulty is only because we are not really familiar with the basic Yesoidis. And therefore, if we take the time to familiarize ourselves with the fundamental concepts, then much of the Masechta will flow quite smoothly. Also, truth be told, that a big plus in starting Erevin is the fact that the Olam has already learned Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos and Erevin are closely related, and one should not really fear Masechta Erevin. The Iker is that we should be zeiche not only to start Masechta Erevin, but also Bez Hashem to finish and be Messiah. If you take a look, by the way, in the Hakdomet of the Pnei Yeshua, Yeshua already bemoans in his time the fact that many Mechabrim who write Sfarim do not even finish or complete even one Masechta. Then Yeshua writes and he says, Yesh mehem shloi koro v'loi shono v'loi shimish tamir hachomim l'malek kreisoi af b'chode mesechte rak ki medalgim me'inyin le'inyin. They just jump around from inyin to inyin, ala echod bebad echod ki derech limud hane'orim ha'mesachkim. And therefore it's very important to try to see to be Messiah. We know that there is a certain dropout rate, but it doesn't have to be. Bemis Masechtas Erevin, one can really say, is like three different Masechtas, because Masechtas Erevin contains within it three different inyonim behemshecha Masechta. The first two prokim talk about inyonim of mechitzas, which means to say is, we know that by Meleches Hoitzoa and Havora, we know that in Rishus Arabim it is also to carry. We know that in a Rishus Ayochid it is mutter to carry. In our Torah, we have these two Rishuyas. One is the Rishus Ayochid and one is the Rishus Arabim. However, a Carmelis, something that is either a Yam or a Midbar, or matter of fact, all our basic streets, or most of our streets, Rubam Kikulam, are only a Carmelis. The reason is because they are certainly not a Rishus Ayochid because they don't have mechitzes. They don't have walls around it. They don't have a fence which is at least Gvoyet Yud Tfochim. And at the same time, it's not Rishus Arabim either because it does not have the conditions of Rishus Arabim. It's not wide enough. It may not have Sheshim Riboy, right? People going there, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, and so on and so forth. So most of our streets really are only together Carmelis. A Carmelis, L'maisim and Atayra, is insignificant. It Bechlal does not have the shame of a Rishus. It's neither a Rishus Ayochid, as mentioned. It's not a Rishus Arabim. And therefore, in HaTorah, it is mutter to take something from a Rishus Arabim and carry it out into a Carmelis, or vice versa. There's also mutter to be moitzi from a Rishus Ayochid to a Carmelis. Now, in HaTorah, in other words, it is only also to be moitzi to transmit a Chefetz, is to transport a Chefetz from a Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Arabim, or vice versa. And also we know in Rishus Arabim itself, it is also to be Mavir Achefetz Dalaramas Rishus Arabim. If a person is Mavir less than Dalaramas, then it's Begeder Chatzishir, which is only also Min HaTorah, but it's not the full Malocha, which is of course when you have a full Shir. So Mamela, the Iker Inyan of the two Parokim HaRishonim deal with Mechitzes. Mechitzes Rabbonon, Chazal Ramoisev, that also a Carmelis, it is also to carry in a Carmelis, and only in a real justified Rishus Ayochid is one permitted to carry. And therefore the Iker Inyan of the two first Parokim deal with the Inyonim Mechitzes of Shabbos, And this basically is a harchoves hadibur b'inyone meleches hoitzoa that we have already learned about it in Masechta Shabbos. The third perek, which is Bakoil Ma'arvin, that deals with the inyonim of food, the type of food that is required in order to make an Erev. And from here on, the Masechta or the perek is mamshich to talk about the halachas of Eruv Tchumen. As a matter of fact, Perek V talks about Eruv Tchumen, and Perek Chamishi talks about Eruv Tchumen, which basically means we know that it is osur to walk on Shabbos chutz li'ir, only a distance, one is allowed to walk only a distance of alpayim amah, 2,000 amas mechutz li'ir. However, there's an etzah, if one needs to walk more than 2,000 amas mechutz li'ir, is by placing an Eruv Tchumen, and that is done by putting down pas, which is mozo in shtei seudos, and that is considered therefore as his new dira, wherever he places the pas. So therefore, ben Hashmoshes, his koine shivisa, in the place that he places the pas, and now from there he has a right to go an extra 2,000 amas, because that becomes now his new dira. So he's able to walk 2,000 amas, a radius of 2,000 amas from wherever he placed his pas. However, from Perik Shishi and on, which means from Perik Hador until the end of the Masechta, there the discussion basically revolves around the inyonim of Eruvei Chatzeris. Which basically Eruvei Chatzeris means that even Be'ofim, where you have a Rishus HaYochud Gomor Mitzad HaMachitzis, in other words, you have a properly enclosed area, so it is 100% qualified Rishus HaYochud. However, Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin Eruv Chatzeris, which basically means that when two or more Shomer Shabbos live in separate rooms or apartments, and they share one courtyard or maybe they share a hallway, it is also to carry from the private room or the apartment into the courtyard or the hallway or Lahefech. It is prohibited without an Eruv Chatzeris. Perek Asiri, which is the Perek of Hamoitzi Tfilin, also discusses Dina Hoitzoa, and also a number of other Gidorim and Sayogim that the Chachomim assered to do on Shabbos. It's important to note that the truth is that the name of the Masechta, that we refer to this Masechta as Masechtas Erevin, the terminology, the legal terminology of Erevin, really applies only to the first, to the two chalokim who achroinim of the Masechta. In other words, the last two prokim of the Masechta, which is Eruvei Tchumen and Eruvei Chatzeris. These two areas, the emes, are referred to, Me'ikir Hadin, to be called Eruv. Eruvei Tchumen, Eruvei Chatzeris. But regarding the halochis that we talk about in the beginning of the Masechta, that is referring, making mechitzis, enclosing an area, really that is not the legal term of Erev. That is really Me'inyone Mechitzis. Lamoshal, it is very common that people use or say when they go to the country during the summertime and they want to be able to carry in the bungalow colony, so it's very common that people say, let's go make an Erev, or let's go and check the Erev. Truth is that this losh is not meduik. Because Bemis, what we're trying to make in a bungalow colony is a hekif of a tzuris ha-pesach, right? That we make many, many tzuris ha-pesach, which has a halacha of being enclosed. So therefore, if one would like to be, right, grammatically correct, it would be more correct to say, let's go make a tzuris ha-pesach. Because what we're trying to do, to enclose an area, this is not an inyan of making an eruv, but rather that's an inyan of making a mechitza. In other words, by enclosing an area, by making a mokim, mukif mechitzas, a proper, right, doing it with a proper tzuris ha-pesach, so now this mokim has now been transformed into a rishus ha-yochid. It is only afterwards, true, it is only afterwards, once you have properly enclosed an area with proper mechitzas, so now, in addition to that, now you have to make what's called an Eruv Chatzeris in order to bring everybody together, all the people that are living, right, in the private houses, to be ma'achid them, to make them one unified body, and that is through Eruv Chatzeris. Eruv Chatzeris follows only after you've made the Tzuris HaPesach. Now, it is true that in a situation where a person taka lives alone in the country, and being if he has no neighbors, he's living in an isolated area, then he does not need any Ruvah Chatzeris. But of course he still needs to enclose the area through a Tzuras HaPesach without a Halach of Eruv. Yeah, and Lamaisa, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm going to make an Eruv. And the truth is, it's not an Eruv. But what he's going to really do is, he's going to make a Mechitza. So you say to yourself, what's an afkimin if we call it, I'm making an Eruv, or I'm making a Tzuras HaPesach? So we have to realize that Be'emes is very much Negei Ladina, whether we refer to it as a Tzuras HaPesach, which is its rightful term, or whether we call it Eruv. And this is not merely a shaila of semantics, right? But rather it is important to know what is the real terminology. Is this really an Eruv that we are making? Or in fact, it's not an Eruv. What we are making is a Tzuras HaPesach. And that is, because there is a klal that is mentioned further in Perik Dalet, on Daf Mem Vov Amud Aleph, the Gemara says there that Halochi Kedivrei HaMekel Be'eruv. Halochi Kedivrei HaMekel Be'ovel. Which simply means that whenever we have a machloikis between Tanoim, or we have a machloikis between Amoroim, we have a klal in Hoiroa that Halochi Kedivrei HaMekel Be'eruv, that we paskin like the one that is Mekel. And the Gemara says that this klal holds true, afilu yochid b'mokim rabim. That even if there's a yochid against the rabim, if the yochid is the mekel, we have a klal, a principle in Hoiroa, that halochi kedivra hamekel be'eruv. Now, the Mordechai tells us, at the end of Perikama de Eruvim, that this klal of halochi kedivra hamekel be'eruv is simply that. It's halochi kedivrei hamekel be'eruv, but it's not a halochi kedivrei hamekel be'mechitzes. And therefore it is only when we have a machloikis regarding a ruve chatzeres, which that is the legal term of eruv, so only when we have a machloikis regarding a ruve chatzeres, only there we say halochi kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. However, when we have a shaila, benegeya to a tzuras haPesach, if it is kosher or not, that is a shaila not legabe eruv. That's a shaila legabe mechitzes. And when there's a shaila legabe mechitzes, we do not use the klal of halochi kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. So therefore, it is important to know that these are two inyonim. There's one inyon dealing with mechitzes, and there's another inyan, a separate inyan, dealing with Eruv. And therefore, in the country, when we go and we say we're making an Eruv, we're not making an Eruv. What we are really doing is we are making a Tzuras HaPesach. On the other hand, we should mention that the truth be told, for the sake of honesty, that this expression referring to a Tzuras HaPesach as an Eruv is bemes already found in the Gemara. And that is in Masechtas Eruvin, Davov Amud Aleph, where the Gemara uses the lashon Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Arabim. How do we adjust the street? So we see from here that Ma'arvin is a borrowed lashon for any adjustment, and also there in the sugya the Gemara has a shaklavataria where Rishus Arabim mi Ma'arvo. Can you really make an Eruv in Rishus Arabim? So we see that the Gemara also sometimes, although rarely, would use, right, the Loshon Eruv, when in fact it's referring to a Tzuras HaPesach. But Lamaisa, we have to know that there is a real difference between these two terminologies. One is making a Tzuras HaPesach, and after you've already made your Tzuras HaPesach, you still need an Eruv. And that is, you may need an Eruv HaChatzeres if you're living, right, a number of Yidden together in an area.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.